This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, no, seriously, appreciate it. But you know what? I appreciate it more if you go up to the website, realside.com. Like I said, there you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. But I want you to press that little button. A couple things. I want you to press that little button that says donate, right? Give up one cup of coffee. Come on, let's see how much you really love me. Give up one cup of coffee at that expensive place. I know some of you are still going there. I still see lines. I mean lines going through Starbucks. And I don't get it. You know how much they hate you. And don't tell me. I mean, those of you who really don't go, you don't have to say anything, right? But don't tell me you don't go there. I see the Starbucks, you don't have to empty cups in your car. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I want you part of the conversation. I want you to be there. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. And again, there is so much, I don't want to call it deep state stuff. I want to call it American-hating stuff going on. All right? There's no other name for it. I don't care what you call it. These people hate America. The ones that are coming after Trump, the ones that are, you know, 110% in for Joe Biden, who doesn't know where he is half the time, or even what he's running for. How does that work? The only way that works is if you truly hate this country. Just flat out hate it. By the way, I have seen the face of climate change. Now all of you have, too. You notice that there's more and more people being arrested for what? What is it? Arson. That's right. It's great. No, I mean, in California, they get a bunch of people arrested for arson. I think I saw a half a dozen, or pictures of a half a dozen, and they're looking for more. Why would they be looking for more? If it's climate change, I mean, unless I'm missing something here. If it's climate change, then why do they need people to start it? You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking for a friend. The other thing I heard today from the weather experts, which I thought was interesting. First of all, you're not getting any of this happening in Canada. Matter of fact, Canada's having some of the coolest conditions that it's had in quite some time. So somehow this, when it hits the board, it goes, oh, no. They're working on climate change. Forget them. It's just nuts. You know, I'm looking at pictures of really, really, really bad. And that's not California, Oregon, and other places. Some of you are asking questions. And I've got to ask you a few more people. You're asking questions about how is it, what's going on here? How is it that some of these houses that burn up, they don't all burn on the same street? And not only that, why aren't the trees burned? Well, there's a lot of trees that are fire retardant and they don't burn. But again, I'm not the expert in that area. But it is a good question. I will find out. Cops have detained two men in Washington A man in Oregon and a woman in California for arson, period. Alleged arson? I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever. So far, 24 people have been killed, through the authorities of Oregon have said that, you know, residents of Oregon need to brace themselves because there might be so many more. Yeah, I mean, you can imagine. I mean, you've seen the flames. You see what's going on. There's no way for them to know. Not right away, anyhow. Michael Jared, 41, he's been arrested on 2 counts of arson, 15 counts of criminal mischief, 14 counts of reckless endangerment. The fire Bacala started is considered to be one of the origins of the Alameda fire. The two quick merged. And man, they burned up 5,700 acres in about no time. Killed two people, destroyed thousands of homes. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said on Tuesday evening, a Phoenix resident saw a person who was later identified as Bacala lighting a fire behind their house. Now, because of the blaze, the residents who saw him set the fire had to flee their home quickly. State troopers and sheriff's deputies who arrived saw Bacala standing close to a large fire. Yeah, well, these guys hang out. I hear it's pretty sick the way they look at these things, the way they think about these things. Right? And there's a bunch of these homes. It's just terrible. You got to feel bad for these people. I think what's funny, though, that President Trump was in California just before all this started to come out. Right? And what was it? Newsom and one of his cohorts almost telling President Trump, don't you dare deny this is not climate change. Now, they're looking for help from the man. Right? And I know that a couple of years back, we have these super scoopers in California that they wouldn't sign the lease on or sign them late. They weren't sure they were going to have the money. But we've got the money to send illegals to college, right? We've got the money. Don't get me started. I just need to breathe. But we don't have the money to save the homes of hard-working, tax-paying people here in California. Guess not. It's just never going to stop until we replace Sacramento. Totally. Because there's even some Republicans up there that are being stupid. Now, again, I'm a fond of California Democrat that's a moderate, or if they are, they're afraid to say anything because, you know, the head of the Democrat Party may put them somewhere in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? With their office. This has got to stop. I'm not just saying that because of where I am, because I'm a Republican or because I'm a conservative or because I'm a Christian. It's got to stop, period. This is just getting way too much out of control. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. And I got to tell you, he is all over this stuff. He's doing a lot of great work, and you need to hear about the issues he's having. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Again, Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
Well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Of the conversation, and please be part of the conversation, because then it makes you part of the solution. And I really, and I sincerely mean it, I really appreciate when you guys are involved and engaged, you're listening, so to speak. You know, because again, okay. if all you're doing is spewing the numbers, you're wrong.
Okay, I'll turn off that sound.
And let me bring out right now, you know, the guy, every week we get great information from Brad Dacus, a founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and there's so much going on right now. I mean, he could probably use double or triple the attorneys that he has right now with all the work that these guys would have. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, reading everything that's going on in the news right now, I mean, as far as, you know, what's going on with churches being, as far as I'm concerned, churches being legally assaulted, if you would. This is just amazing to me. I won't say what we're letting them get away with, but to a degree we are. because we should be all over this stuff. And I know you don't want me to get arrested, but I'm telling people, you know what? Inundate your church. Get in there, overpower, make sure that you got every seat full. Go ahead. Let them send the busloads to arrest you, right?
Well, I will tell you, that's what some churches are doing, and they're fed up. I would say, this is the attorney in me coming out, that churches should not hesitate at the very least to have an outdoor service if they can do so safely. And, of course, with this unhealthy air and the temperature and the heat that we had, some churches were meeting outside, went inside, and lo and behold, the public health officials, the health officials, officer, had the audacity to go up and write these churches up with penalties and fines and fees, knowing that it was safer for them to be indoors, much safer than outdoors. And it just shows you how bureaucratic and illogical they are, Joe, in terms of what they're doing. So we're giving counsel to those churches in those situations as well. But outdoor service, as far as I'm concerned, is the minimal thing, and it's that churches should do and be very confident at the end that we'll prevail, that they'll prevail, if we have to represent them.
Brad, when does this get to the Supreme Court? Seriously, this is getting ridiculous.
Oh, it is. It's going to move to the Supreme Court. Of course, the case, the federal district judge in Pennsylvania, he came down with his decision. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was very well done. This was a Trump appointment. This, once again, shows you how important it is to who we have in the White House. Our ability to freely worship is we're seeing this play out based on who was appointed these judges. But this judge looked at the orders of the governor of Pennsylvania, very similar to Governor Newsom's in California, with the purple and the different colors. And he said, this violates the First Amendment of the Constitution's free speech clause, the free exercise clause, freedom to association and to gather. It violates the equal protection clause of the Constitution because it gives unequal treatment to churches and synagogues versus commercial businesses and airplanes. So he just diced and sliced the governor's position. It'll naturally, of course, be appealed. And that kind of a case, I think, is a good one to go to the Supreme Court. We have Pacific Justice are defending a number of churches, as you know, in multiple states.
Yeah.
That are they'll be moving up as well from Seattle and California, et cetera, San Francisco area, et cetera. So.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people asking me how long can this go on? When does the Supreme Court decide to take it up? You've got different rulings in different states. Which ones matter? Which ones don't? It's really. You know, people really don't understand, and not only do they not understand, I sit here, I go through this with you every week, I talk, I do stories, and I look at this stuff, I say, this just isn't right. And part of it is because, look what Trump's doing. He's playing games in their own world by having peaceful protests. Not rallies, let's not get them wrong, peaceful protests. That's why the Nevada government couldn't shut them down, right?
Right, and it's really crazy because the Constitution and the law makes no distinction between a rally and a protest. But the politicians do. So because the governor of Nevada makes those kind of distinctions, basically it was to favor the BLM and the radical left, and so these Democrat governors wanted to appease them at the expense of their hypocrisy. So. At the same time, we have presidents like Trump says, okay, fine, you want to say that say it's different, we'll call it a protest. We've had some churches even say, we're going to have a worship protest in our church. So, but I will say in all seriousness, though, if there's any churches out there, there's a new order that came down from the governor, and it was, I think, pronounced late yesterday. We had inside information on that the day before, which was good. But this governor is once again doing his intimidation tactics, saying that private gatherings, like at a birthday party, something like that. Well, you can only have up to 3 families at a time. Very, very restrictive. And then the color, routine makes it so that I'm sure just coincidental. But if you're among the many, many churches in the purple zone. It's not until November 3rd that you'll be able to get down to the yellow zone. And even then, it's still indefinite. the restrictions. So
did they get that memo from the virus itself saying that they would be done on November 3rd? Or
yeah, the virus apparently is wants to be dealt with. It's going to go away after the election because apparently all these policies. Oregon, Joe, this is interesting. Oregon on September 3rd, the governor came out and pronounced a 60-day shutdown until November 3rd. And then the California Board of Education director, Barbara Aaron, she came out and said churches are, schools are going to be closed and limited until, take a guess the date, November 3rd. November 3rd. It's so blatant. I mean, you don't have to be you can be a first grader and figure this one out. What they're doing, politics, using people, exploiting people and businesses and churches and religious freedom for their short-term gain, which is to bring down the president, put in someone like Biden who's going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars of free handouts to bail out their liberal state fiscal budget deficits.
Oh, but again, you're exactly right. That's what they're all hoping for. And what I'm loving, I got to tell you something. The more and more I see what's happening online, the more and more I see what's happening on TV. When you see the people lining the streets for Trump, and actually you see Trump supporters lining the streets when Biden's in town, kind of like in your face. Look at what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's great.
Yeah, I noticed that. Now, Biden may forget that they even were, appeared, later in the day, but still, it's a good thing.
He might have thought that was his name, I don't know. We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. When we come back, there's a lot going on against the Christian world. We're going to talk more about that with Brad Dacus in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is hazardous, and it's unsafe to even be outside. So far, 5 million acres have been scorched.
Just so much ash, so much smoke. It's sad.
She lives near the Bobcat Fire, which is raging in Southern California. The search is on for dozens of people who are missing in Oregon. Annette Newell from KXO.
Oregon State Police, for the first time, are using a mobile morgue they've trained on for 12 years for a worst-case scenario.
This impacts families so much.
Captain Tim Fox says doctors, pathologists, forensic anthropologists, and volunteers are in a team of 75 working on the mobile morgue using equipment for fingerprinting, dental and x-ray stations, and a refrigerated section for bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Truth. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And let me just bring him on because we get so much good information with him. You OGs already know about the show, how to get information at TheRealSide.com. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling, because we usually do, tell people about PJI. Tell people how they can get involved, how they can help you.
Oh, you bet. If they'd like to get our free legal insider update once a week, emailed, or like to look at our resources or get free legal assistance, they can simply go to our website, pji.org. It's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. And we do all our work without charge, defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of life. And what makes us unique, as you know, Joe, is we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. So if people want to make sure they get assistance, give us a call, and we'd love to talk to them and assist them in their issue dealing with parental rights, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life.
So I'll give you guys a real quick one about Pacific Justice, right? Some of you know that I'm a trustee on a school board, and it was the day before Bring Your Bible to School Day. And I called Brad, and I said, Brad, our school board meeting is tomorrow night. I want to encourage Christian kids to bring their Bible to school because it's Bring Your Bible to School Day, and everybody's freaked out about it. And so I got some good advice from PJI. I was able to go up on the dais, made them all crazy nervous. I guess it's just what I do. But I got so many positive emails from people who saw it and said, and thanked me for sticking up for them. So they want us to do this, people. They want us to be able to go out there, and what they perceive is us sticking up for them. And I couldn't have easily done it if it wasn't for PJI. There was just no way, because I didn't know what I could and couldn't do. Listen, one of the things you never want to do is rip the rest of the board down. You don't want to lose your allies. You don't want to come off as a nut job. And you need those people to help you get done what you're trying to get done, right? Right, Brad?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you want to be wise and discerning in how you're not only what you do, what you say, but how you say it. So we at Pacific Justice love to assist people in local government, school board members like you, know what the laws, know what their rights are, and so they can then roll it out in a very wise manner. And hats off to you, Joe, for what you do on that school board there in Santa Clarita. They've got a gem on that board, and I really I just wish we had more like you on sitting on school boards with level-headed people who were parent friendly and parent sensitive, and who put parents and students first.
It's we're, you know, if people knew how our founding fathers felt about what kids should be taught in school, they'd have a heart attack today. You can't even have people get mad when kids do 15 minutes of sustained reading on their Bible. Our founding fathers wanted the precepts and the principles of the Bible taught in school. They, you know, this smoke coming out of their graves are spinning around so fast. Anyhow, so
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you've got a video out that we were a few weeks ago. We were talking about it, and it's about the sex ed programs, not just in California, going on throughout the country, but you've now, God bless you, made it available for free for people to go grab, watch, and it's a great documentary. Tell people about it.
Yes, they can go to it and watch it. Go straight to our website, pji.org. It's sexually very explicit. It's mature audiences only. It's only explicit because the material that it's talking about is being shown to, the same material is being shown to our kids in schools, public schools, mm-hmm. from kindergarten up to 12th grade. So it's not like we added anything to it. This is the garbage that the children are being taught and shown and just instructed at a very young age. So it's very explicit, but it is without charge. People can go and watch it on our website. It's about 45 minutes long. The good news is, it's not just about, oh, here's how the world's going down the drain, or here's all the problems, yada, yada. It goes and talks about specific avenues and alternatives that parents have to protect their children, which is the most important. We talk about that in the latter part of the program in the epilogue. So I encourage parents to go to our website, pji.org, to look at it, to view it, and then to pass it on to others who have children in government schools, public schools. It's the humane thing to do. It's very cold-hearted not to pass on information that parents need and want to know. And I guarantee you 99.9% of the parents in America are going to have their eyes open when they watch it, and they're going to be glad that they saw it so they then can make intelligent decisions on how to protect their children moving forward.
Yeah. You know, people, I am starting to get calls like crazy from parents who go, why are you teaching this? How come my kid has to watch this? Why? You know, you got to get involved with your children. You've got to make sure you know what they're bringing home, what they've been taught. Talk to them. Now they're not even coming home. And I've got parents that are hiding off the side. That's right. They've heard things they don't like. So now they're sitting there. They're hiding off the side of the main screen. And then we get emails and even some audio as to what teachers are saying. So for the first time, you're getting to see firsthand what's going on in your kid's classroom because he happens to be home. And it's too bad it's taking this long because some of your kids been taught / put through a lot that's against their basic core beliefs. It's really bad. And it doesn't stop with just the sex education curriculum. It's happening in PE too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Joe, this is unfortunate. We found out about this from parents who called and let us know what's going on. It's up and down public schools. I know one mother, she has a first grader and a second grader. Precious kids, just wonderful kids. And she's in a school district in West Bakersfield that deals with West Bakersfield. And she found out watching the Zoom that they, in PE, they fill out every day this survey about how they, are they happy, are they sad, and then they ask them questions about their family. It's extremely intrusive. This is a social worker paradise on finding pretext to come and take children from families. And as you know, wow. We give emergency counsel all over the country for parents who have that happening before the children are taken on how to keep their kids from being taken. Well, this is a paradise. They're going to have all the data and pretext they want to come in and snatch children. Separate from that, though, they also have the children engage in yoga. Now, I'm not one of these people to say, okay, yoga is all bad, da, da, da. This is a Buddhist yoga. They recite, they have their hands put in a prayer position. She has the little children put in a prayer position. Then she has them repeat a phrase, which is something like Masamade. And it's a Muslim expression. And it's a Buddhist prayer expression that they use when they do this, start their meditation. So that is very, very, very alarming. And then, of course, you have the material about you know, being all that you want to be, you can be whatever, and that's the prelude to the agenda to promote them to feel a liberty to change their gender, even though the majority of them will end up committing suicide by the age of 30. It's very sick. It's very dangerous. This is what's now being pushed at the very, very young age, first grade, second grade. parents, if that alone, this parent, when she saw that, she said, that's it. And she put her child across the street. There's a church, has a church homeschool group or coalition and co-op. And that's what she's doing for her kids. She says, I cannot risk my children, these children, to be exposed to this garbage on a daily, regular basis. It's just too dangerous. And she's right.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Again, if you're a parent and you're feeling bad about it already, I'm sorry, but it's something I've been talking about for a long time. Brad will tell you. He's known me for years, and it's something I've been beating up on. You've got to get involved in your kids' education. And look, don't tell me you're too busy for your kids. You know, well, I work. I don't work closer to home. I'm already working 8-10 hours a day. Well, you know what? That child didn't ask for you. You had that child. You have a responsibility to keep that child safe. And that's not just keep him safe from getting hit by a car. What's going into his or her head, what they're seeing, what they hear, what they're being taught at school. You've got to engage people. It's not what you think it is. So, you know, I'm one. I'm a school board trustee. I make those people nuts because I only believe in reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm even on the fence on history because they don't teach real history. They teach her.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's not history. It's fantasy land, right?
Right. The history is now being pushed. The new history programs and revisionist history is so shocking. It's so damaging. The what's called, I think it's the 1609 Project or
yeah,
something.
Yep.
Where anyway, I don't want to go down that trail, but I'm just going to say there's a reason that President Trump has come out against that and its implementation. And history has been propagandized, and it's no longer accurate. It's not quality education. It's social engineering and indoctrination. And so, yeah, history is very problematic as well, unfortunately. And then English literature, some of the what they're reading is very, very objectionable as well.
Just as bad, if not worse. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Come on, catch up. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Look, pay attention to what's going on around you. Some of you I've talked to, I think you're pretty astute, and I talk with you, and you really don't have a clue as to what's happening. Now, you don't have to follow everything I follow, because I don't expect you. This is what I do for a living. But you should have a clue as to what it's like with education. Pay attention to what they're putting in front of your kid's face, what's going on the screen. Matter of fact, some of you, look at what's behind the teacher on the wall behind them. Take a look. Read it. Understand what's happening. Because you have a voice. You really do. If you push it, you have a voice. In right now, there's a recent article about a high school football player who's being suspended because he had a pro-police, pro-firefighter flag. All right? And it's amazing to me. If that was in my district, I would be screaming from the rooftops. You know what? I know, Brad, I'm going to bring you on in a second, but if there's other trustees listening, conservative trustees, Christian trustees, where are you? I do these stories every day about the stuff that's going on at these schools. Okay, like this. this kid's going to get suspended on the football team. Why? Because he carried a flag. Now, they always carry flags out on the field, the American flag, the state flag, that kind of stuff, right? But the boys had asked for permission to carry flags honoring the police department, the fire department, and the field. Now, the boy who carried the one flag, his father is a firefighter. Now, they wanted to honor all the work that the 9/11 first responders did. And the school says, you can't do that. It might cause a problem. And the boys decided to take the heat, and they carried out a thin blue line flag, a thin red line flag, and Brad, with Pacific, Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, you heard me. Is this isn't right. Is this even legal?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the extent to which the expression was students had the ability to take out a flag what they wanted, and except they were censored because of the content of those flags. Or is it only the American flag, period? In other words, if they wanted to bring out also a BLM flag with it, would they have been allowed? And those are some of the questions that we have to get into. But just on the surface of it, it just shows you how sick the school districts are. Anyone who comes against supporting law enforcement and recognizing police and firemen who risk their lives every day, more than 50 police officers have already been killed in the active service of protecting we the people in the United States. I don't see any protests and demonstrators on their behalf. And they were killed by thugs.
Yeah.
You know, lying, hating, sick, demented thugs and who have criminal intentions. And so I just think that, you know, and even those who have been shot, there have been some, you know, terrible situations. But just about every single one of those who have been shot and killed that the media has talked about were
right.
People that, number one, had been engaging in criminal conduct, and number two, were resisting arrest.
Yes.
You compare that with the police officers who are giving their lives. It's tragic. We need to stand up for these young men. It's something I didn't have to deal with when I was in high school, saying that you're in favor of law enforcement and police and fire and firemen and so we need to stand up for them, and if we don't do it verbally, if we don't do it, at the very least, do it on Election Day, because our law enforcement and our police and our firefighters are going to be watching those results, and I would not be surprised if half of them didn't turn in their badges based on the outcome of the election,
well,
and whether or not people voted for someone who wants to dismantle police and spits on police. And what they're trying to do to protect our people and our children and our communities.
Well, look, for the first time in God knows how long, you're seeing the majority of police unions backing a Republican president. You never see that. They've always gone after the Democrat. And this has been no-brainer. Matter of fact, there was a bunch of unions that just pulled their police unions that just pulled their support for Dem legislators because of their protecting BLM. Now, one of the things here, this is the same school that there was an uproar over the kids taking a knee before a football game to honor BLM. So, you know, I'm sitting here saying to myself, if you were allowed to take a knee, if you were allowed to honor BLM, this isn't right. This is just wrong at every level. But, again,
right.
I'm not the legal eagle you are.
Well, when they allow one speech, but then they don't allow other speech from a different perspective, that's where the problem, that's the rub. And that's why those students need to contact the Civic Justice Institute when they're in those situations. But it's clearly a double standard. We've seen, cities like Los Angeles and other cities say, yeah, it's okay to go out and demonstrate, even, you know, protest, which turns into riots. Oh, yeah, we're not going to do anything about those demonstrators. But if you want to, you know, we have Pacific Justice too. We're defending, you know, churches wanting to have just peaceful outside church service. And they're saying, no, you can't have that in a park. You can't have that in parks in Los Angeles. And yet they would allow BLM and their radicals to do whatever they want. It's a sick double standard, and that's why we're at defending churches in those situations. If any of them have that, especially in the inner city, Joe, where they don't have an area for an outdoor service, they need to use a park. They are the ones, the minority-based churches in downtown L.A., South L.A., they're the ones being treated like second-class citizens. The worst, because they have no place to go, and the city is saying, and we're not going to let you be in our parks, even though we'll gladly allow and not disrupt radical BLM protesters and demonstrators because we're afraid of them. You know, that's not justice. It's twisted, and we need solid leadership at the local level. I think we have it in the White House, law and order.
Yep.
But we need that same respect for law and order in other parts of the country as well, and at the local levels as well.
You know, it's just amazing to me that more and more, you know, if we would come out of the closet and we'd make more noise, if we would support these kids in these schools, it would change things tremendously. And right now, again, we're still thinking, I don't know how to get it. I do not have to get this across to our Christian parents. You have rights. You have just as many rights, you know, as the people who don't believe in God or anything along those lines. And the other thing is, don't worry about ostracizing your kids. Don't worry about your kids being singled out because there was something they wouldn't participate in because of their belief. You're supposed to show them. You're supposed to be an example for them as how to stick up for God's word. I actually had somebody the other day say to me, well, you know, I know you follow Trump, but, you know, I'll actually follow the part of Jesus who said, love your neighbor. And I'm thinking, oh, really? You want to go there? If Hitler was your neighbor, you'd be fine with that? I mean, seriously? People don't think.
No, they don't. they don't. And I want to say one thing too is that if people you have people listening to this and they go to church or synagogue, we're encouraging Joe that their voices be heard. The churches and synagogues, their voices be heard, and so we're assisting them through our organization to do voter registration at their church or synagogue, and we can help them through. It's very easy. We need to do that on a massive scale. And if they want help, they can just contact Pacific Justice Institute, and we'll help their church do voter registration so we can make sure their voice is heard this election. That's what this is about, because otherwise we're going to be silenced in a very frightening way moving ahead.
Yes, I wish people would get that. This is not us screaming back in the days when Obama was going to be reelected that this was like the most important election ever. Now you are seeing that they were all extremely important, but this one will flip the coin. This one will flip the switch between socialism, whether you retain your religious rights or not. And you know, Brad, you know, they're still doing ballot harvesting. Now with the mail-in ballots, you've got people showing up or calling you and asking you if they can walk you through filling it in, filling in your ballot if you haven't filled it in and sent it back yet. You know, would you agree with me to admonish people? Do not just take a phone call from somebody you don't know. If you don't know who to vote for, if you don't know what to do with your ballot, call your church. Call close friends, people you love and you trust. Call me. I'll tell you how to do it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this is scary.
Yes, there's a great website. There's a great website, and it's not our website, but I'm pushing it anyways. It's called biblicalvoter.com. Biblical Voter. It's one word, biblicalvoter.com. It's got not only you can register to vote in any state there, it's got voter guides for all 50 states. Free voter guides right there on biblicalvoter.com. I'm highly recommending that. I think it's the best out there, and it'll give everyone all the accurate information they need to vote responsibly. And that's we need to be encouraging that. Otherwise, we can. I don't know what America's going to look like if we have those in office that don't respect law enforcement or not supportive of law and order. It's a serious concern, and also our civil liberties. Under the First Amendment, our free speech and freedom of worship.
Christians who think that we're not supposed to get involved in politics, I bet you when they open the Bible, it makes that cracking sound like it's never been opened before. Because you've got to read, people. You've got to understand what God wants you to do and how he wants to be involved. All right, Brad, we are. Time goes so fast when you're on. Let people know how to get a hold of you and how they help.
Once again, it's pji.org. If they want to support us financially, it's tax deductible. Greatly appreciated. It's pji.org, pji.org. And let's continue to fight for our freedom.
Yeah, Brad, always a pleasure. Love when I have you on, guys. Head over to the website. You scream about not having help. You got help at PJI. Give them a call. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. One of your favorites, Dr. Gerard Lomero, on to talk about whether or not Trump takes it. We'll be back in a little bit.